The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
I've always wondered what the origin of Labor Day was. Now, it makes sense it's going to be something union-related, and it is. But for some reason, I thought Teddy Roosevelt created the holiday, or at least sanctioned it when he was president. Not the case at all. Labor Day actually goes back to the 1880s, but there's a controversy, because the history books don't agree on who the founder of Labor Day is. It's either a gentleman by the name of Matthew McGuire, who was in the Machinist Union, or Peter McGuire, spelled differently, who was in the Carpenters Union. And it's basically he said, she said. Because it wasn't a national holiday, each are taking credit for it, one union versus another, all around the 1880s, 1882, 1883, sometime in there. But all these years later, we still don't know who to give credit to. It's kind of funny how something that's been a part of our life, our entire lives, has an origin that nobody understands. I guess because it started more in a local level, if you will, because we didn't have all the national media we have today, it wasn't well known. It wasn't well documented. It just kind of happened.